Hudson was a diminutive person, standing 4'10" and weighing only 80 pounds. Though small, she was by no means frail, nor was she the least bit timid. Yet because she shunned public life, did not want to become, as she put it, an artifact, she had the reputation of a recluse. 3 years ago, Sister Ethel told a reporter she'd found the crowds who came to Canterbury a bit unsettling and interviews tiresome.
I'm tired of doing this. I've done it for so many other people. I'm an old lady. I'm 93.
Still, some say Sister Ethel seemed to thrive on the attention she received after the death of Elders Bertha Lindsay last year. She'd often sing as she had in her youth as a soprano in the village chorus.
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free.
That's wonderful. Keep going.
For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
Sister Ethel had just a few close friends. Mary Ingham got to know her when she worked as a volunteer at Shaker Village years ago. Ingham now lives in Kittery, Maine. She remembers fondly the many trips they took in the Mazda truck Sister Ethel called the Silver Shifty.
We would drive way up to the end of Shaker Road and take a left by the Fifields house onto the dirt roads and then ride in the Silver Shifty down through the dirt roads to the back of Canterbury, singing, because the roads were so bumpy we'd get an automatic vibrato, and then giggle and laugh all the way.
People in the community would take turns bringing Sister Ethel her lunch at noontime. Heidi Hertzberger, the village herbalist, was one who shared the task. She remembers Sister Ethel's quick wit that almost always seemed to reveal some profound Shaker wisdom.
She always called herself the little flower, you know. She was a little wild flower. She didn't really like the very opulent and large flowers, like she said. A lily will always say, you know, look at me, look at me. But, you know, she said, a lily will be here and gone tomorrow, but a little daisy bloom all summer.
Perhaps the person closest to Sister Ethel was Daryl Thompson. Thompson's father, Bud, worked at Shaker Village, and Daryl grew up there. In his childhood, 13 of the sisters were alive, and he says it was like having 13 grandmothers. Sister Ethel, he says, was the spunkiest of them all.
A number of years ago, we had some workmen working on the top of the roof here, and she walked up out and she said, well, well, what do we have here? A whole slate full of roofers. And one of them yelled down, he says, hey, Sister Ethel, what do you think of me being way up here? And she looked up and she said, John, that's as near as heaven as you'll ever get. And he called down and he said, Sister, are you afraid of heights? And she says, well, let me tell you, I like to be on terra firma, and the more firma, the less terra. And she would just go on and on like this for hours.
A historian, Thompson has heard the Shaker prophecy that once the Shakers are gone, there will be a revival of the spirit. He says there are different Shaker interpretations of that prophecy, however, like new bees don't return to old hives, or that birds don't build in last year's nests.
Whatever happens, whatever the future holds, and there are many possibilities, I think the important thing is that the heritage, the legacy that they've left us, will live on forever.
Sister Ethel Hudson wrote in her journals that when she arrived at the village in 1907, it was sometimes difficult adjusting to the rigorous Shaker life. She told Heidi Hertzberger that the village chapel was the only building that had no bad memories for her. Sister Ethel, as a young woman, would often sit there alone in the front row reading newspapers. Friday afternoon, a small, simple funeral was held inside that chapel for Sister Ethel. She was granted her final wishes. Her body was carried in a horse-drawn hearse. The flowers were traditional white roses, and her friends and neighbors remembered her as a fine Shaker woman.